Aliens and Improv in a new Movies and Music edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Chris Mezick.
You may think that thing looks human. Stands on two legs, right? But we're created in the Lord's image. You don't think that's what the Lord looks like, do you?
Probably the movie that I've really been looking forward to the most as we head into the holiday season. Other than Star Wars and stuff, this one is The Shape of Water, Guillermo del Toro's latest movie.
Yes.
You might remember him from like the Pan's Labyrinth and a few others since that kind of he definitely has his own
style.
He reminds me of like an M. Night Shyamalan guy. I mean, not in their styles, but you can really tell their movies. You know, Tarantino, you can tell their movies.
Right.
And his always has a specific look and a feel to him. And this one looks like it really I didn't get a chance to see it. I'm really bummed. But there's like a 2.5-minute trailer out there that is creepy and cool as heck. And I would definitely give that a look. And that comes out this weekend. It stars Sally Hawkins, Octavia Spencer, the always awesome Michael Shannon.
Yeah,
and
awesome cast, too.
Yeah, Doug Jones also in it.
I love Guillermo del Toro. I actually have, speaking of his style, it's a very visual style that he's known for, and a big reason for that is because he's always writing, always sketching. I actually have this awesome coffee table book that just is pretty much his diaries. I think it kind of covers everything that he worked on through Pan's Labyrinth, because
really?
I think there's still some art in there, but just like the creepy characters that he comes up with. His take on like fairies is always interesting because he doesn't make them look cute like the one in Peter Pan. You know, they're like pretty much monsters.
And that's what you see the monster in the trailer, so I'm not giving anything away here. It's called A Cold War Fairy Tale.
Very cool. And so, like, Pan's Labyrinth was a fairy tale set during war.
And it even has like the weird, creepy fairy tale music that you might find in a like a Harry Potter. But when you put it in a Guillermo del Toro movie, it's like, oh, that's good.
I don't know about that.
It's weird. A few other offerings this weekend. We have Just Getting Started, and that's another one of these like, you know, throw a bunch of veteran actors together in a buddy story type
of
thing.
Didn't we see this movie already?
I thought
so. With the same cast?
I thought so, but I don't think so. This one is Morgan Freeman and Tommy Lee Jones. Also, Glenn Headley and Rene Russo are in there. But, you know, Jones and Freeman, one of them is like an old-time crook. One of them is an old-time law officer. They've butted heads in the past, but now they've got to mend fences to get the job done for whatever. I don't even know. It looks like
for having a good time. I know the trailer features Morgan Freeman dancing, and I was like, there's no way that footage didn't come from the last movie he was in. It's about the exact same thing.
Right? It's always like set in some, there's always going to be a scene in an old folks' home, and
this next movie.
Anyway, this next movie, I want to see something
awful. Yes.
I, Tonya, starring Margot Robbie, Sebastian Stan, Allison Janney, Bobby Cannavale. It's another take on the Tonya Harding story. And if you don't remember who she is, she's famously her and her now ex, Jeff Galooly, went after Nancy Kerrigan. And I don't remember what Olympics they were, but
It was before the Winter Olympics, so it wouldn't be 96. Was it 94,
And but they attacked her in like the... they attacked her, and Galooly, or was it Galooly, or was it his like henchman that
there
guy
was
too,
all sorts of
like
stories.
Beat her legs with a bus.
They did it, but they also didn't one of the earliest like drama, gossip, sports stories that I remember. I was like 7 or 8 years old at the time. I also had two older sisters, so this is like the pre Lifetime movie story, right?
Right,
you know,
totally.
You had like the drama between like the two strong female characters, and then the one person who took it too far.
Right,
and it's just fascinating, you know, because it's kind of like, I feel like people still choose sides.
I know, and they do. Which is so odd because they attacked her with a pipe.
Yeah, it was very obvious they were doing.
And then, but you know, there was also those people who were like, you know, against Kerrigan a little bit because she's like, "Why me? Why me?" She gave that whole yelling that while it was going on. So there were all these people like, "What do you mean, why you? Why not you?" I guess.
Gosh.
But Margot Robbie is Tonya
she's
Harding.
Awesome,
you know, it's Harley Quinn as Tanya Harding, so I'm kind of on board.
I want to see it mainly because of her. Like, I think, like, that should be a pretty solid movie. But I'm not expecting higher than Lifetime movie quality.
Totally right.
Because I'd be kind of bummed if it's, like, actually really good. I want it to be, like, super campy.
Corny.
And just, yeah, like, full of
totally overacting.
Yeah. That's the best way to do this story at this point, I think.
right. I can't believe they're still doing it, but out this weekend, I, Tanya.
Yeah.
All right, what are we looking at new music-wise?
Kind of a weird week for new music, not a whole lot. We're still getting over the hangover of Record Store Day, Black Friday. I don't think anybody wanted to compete with U2 so much after they just put out a new record. And we're heading into the holidays. A lot of bands are already teasing all the albums they have coming out next year, so it's kind of a weird time, but we do have a few things. A new one from Alex Bloom. It's called Blue Room. Charles Hayward and Thurston Moore. An album
you've been
simply
really looking
called,
forward to this.
It's an album simply called Improvisations, and when I saw that, I immediately rolled my eyes. Like, no one listens to Thurston Moore's improvisational stuff, and if you do, you're a freaking liar.
Right.
You're going to sit there and tell me out of the millions of records that come out every year, you're still seeking out the stuff Thurston Moore is doing on an improvisational level? Like,
right. Even maybe Charles Hayward fans are out there,
yeah,
I guess.
And, yeah, sure.
And they'll learn their lesson quickly.
Jim James has a tribute / covers album coming out.
From my morning jacket fan.
So we could just go looking at this list.
It's an interesting list.
Yeah, there's some stuff you'd expect, like your Elvis Presley cover, Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. But then he covers I Just Wasn't Made for These Times by the Beach Boys.
Right.
An interesting choice. I can only imagine that was very deliberate based on that song title. Baby Don't Go by Sonny and Cher. Looking forward to see what he does
right,
with that.
Right.
And that song must have someone playing the part of Cher, so I'd be interested to find out who that name is.
Good call there.
Yeah. So that's about it. Oh, Luke Bryan. He's a huge deal.
That's right,
so
Luke
if
Bryan.
You're a Luke Bryan fan, you probably already knew it was coming out if you don't already have it or have heard all of it, because it's probably going to be on the radio anyways.
I think there's also like a Barbra Streisand album coming out or something like
sure.
that. And
she's
then,
another one. It's just like, yeah. It's like she probably puts out an album every year, but I couldn't tell you definitively. I just assume she does.
And then there's, I can't believe there's not more Christmas offerings coming out. I saw some like Frank Sinatra re-release or something that. So
if you're looking for it, you can find it, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Few things from the world of music news. Taylor Swift is going to get her dollar, apparently. The symbolic.
I don't get this story.
Well, you know, she won the lawsuit against that radio DJ who had sued her.
Oh, it was just the
and
whole, like,
the judge symbolically awarded her $1 as the settlement, because she won, and then so she got this dollar, and so the radio DJ still continuing with the stunts, man. I love it. You know, I guess once a radio DJ, always radio DJ.
Yeah.
He is sending her a Sacagawea dollar instead of just sending her a freaking dollar, being done with it and ending this whole nightmare. Instead, he's sending her the coin, and he says it's in the mail. And also Lily Allen taking some big hits on Twitter because she said that she might not have a place to stay with me youngins over the holidays. And that's because apparently her luxurious London apartment, she lent it out to somebody or had some tenants in there while she was going to be gone. And now she's back, but they won't leave. So she's got squatter problems. And she said what's she going to do? And then Twitter opened up as it will do, unleashed on her, saying things like, you know, welcome to the real world and you poor thing. And, you know, it's like, you know, like sure, Lily Allen's not going to, she's going to be homeless on Christmas. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, California's on fire. Let's to compare what people are going through if we're going to play that game.
And then we got some Rock and Roll Hall of Fame news.
Some of our favorite stuff to argue about as music right. fans every year, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So this comes from Loudwire. I'll just read it here. In recent years, the Rock Hall has opened things up to a fan vote that will make up one of the ballots for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, letting fans vote. This year, Bon Jovi led the fan votes all the way from the opening of voting to its conclusion, amassing 1.1 million votes.
That doesn't seem like that many.
No, I don't.
It doesn't seem like that many for Bon Jovi, you know?
I didn't vote, and I don't know if that, like, I guess when you look at the other names on the list, so they actually beat out the top five vote-getters, I should say, joining Bon Jovi on the fan ballot are Moody Blues, Dire Straits, The Cars, and Judas Priest. So
I'd make an argument that they all should be in.
Yeah, The Cars are one of those bands that have been on the ballot or have been a name that comes up for eligibility for now for what, like 15 years or something?
Yeah.
Dire Straits, one of those bands I totally thought was already in.
Kind of thought they were in too.
I'm a huge Judas Priest fan. It kills me that they're not in. I think their first four records are worthy alone, and I'm talking about pre-80s Priest, the Priest that people seem to ignore always is actually the best Priest, and they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just for those four albums.
And
honestly,
can I tell you, just for the music on those, for sure, but those albums had everything. They had the titles, like Stained Class. I mean, what
yes.
a great album title.
Holy cow.
They had the covers. The artwork on all of
yeah.
their albums was so cool. They had the live show. They were out
yeah.
there dressed in leather, driving motorcycles
I
on the stage.
I think people forget
you
know? How revolutionary it was for bands to feature two guitarists. Which is something that they took from Thin Lizzy and just elevated it to a whole other level we had never heard before. Those recordings still sound so good. And obviously Rob Halford, probably one of the greatest vocalists of all time.
One of those guys who, he came out a long time ago.
Yeah.
A heavy metal guy coming out was a big deal, when that happened.
Yeah.
So their impact on rock and roll is definitely undeniable.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that they're not more at the forefront.
Like, I totally get Bon Jovi. They were obviously a massive band.
Huge. People
so
love them.
So many hits. They were like they weren't quite hair metal in the 80s. So
They tried to do the hair metal.
But, like, you know, they had better songs, like when you stack it up to, like, your Poison and a Warrant. More of a broad appeal, I would say, than your typical
For
hair
sure.
metal band. But as Cleveland.com points out, the fan vote leader has been inducted every year since then, or since the vote has been an option. Past top vote getters include Rush, Kiss, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Chicago, and Journey. So that's a pretty damn good list right there.
It is,
and
yeah.
Rush and Kiss were definitely ignored by the Rock Hall until the fan vote became a thing. And, I mean, Rush for years, people wanted them in until finally it happened. So these things take a while, but it's just kind of weird, some of the bands that are still left off the list.
It really is, yeah, yeah. We'll get into that December 13th when they
yes.
Announce the official list of 2018 inductees.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, we're still waiting for the fan vote for the morning feed. we're wondering. I mean, and by fan vote, I mean that singularly. Just a fan
yeah.
would be wonderful. One vote would be great. Until then, you can check us out on our podcast channels, Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher, and on our Facebook pages as well. This has been a new Movies and Music Thursday. Thanks a lot for listening. As always, I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Chris Mezick.